I'm with Tony Hemming, the head curator for the ICC Global Cricket Academy and the Dubai Cricket Stadium. Tony, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, we're in August. It's roasting hot here in the UAE, and yet we're getting ready for three 2020 internationals at the Dubai Cricket Stadium. How on earth do you go about preparing pitches for matches like that in these conditions?
Okay, it's for us, it's on the end of an off-season. So we've completed a renovation 2.5 months ago, and as of the 1st of September, we're expected to prepare a pitch. So really, it's our first pitch for the season. But having said that, we know from the recent ODI and T20 series we had with England and Sri Lanka, sort of our pitch performance, where we were at and what we needed to do. The most important thing is it's the extremity of the 40 degrees and overnight temperatures of 34. It doesn't get below that. We have soil temperatures which are around 38 degrees on the cricket clay. Even in the shade, we still have temperatures around 28 at night. And then we have the water temperature, which everyone would expect is not going to be nice and cool the grass down. Well, that's a pleasant 40 degrees. So, yeah, it makes things very interesting and difficult, but like all things, you just, the more time that you're involved in the field, the more you get to know the field and you can make an educated decision on how you move forward.
So you're preparing these pitches, and presumably you're not able to prepare those pitches during the day because of those temperatures.
Yeah, that's right. It's extreme, and even the UAE labour law is that the staff need a rest between the hours of 12 and 3, and we respect that. And having been a groundsman in Australia, in February at times is normally hot for us in, well, my time in Melbourne, and I remember like rolling the wicket early hours of the morning, going for a swim in the pool and coming back in the evening, and that's almost a day's work. But in Dubai, it's a continuation of like the academy, we're preparing 4 days of cricket a week still on one oval. Next week we'll have two ovals back in operation, so there'll be 8 days a week, or 8 days we'll be providing cricket. And in the cricket stadium, we have to prepare 3 pitches. We'll be using just the one pitch for the T20. As you know, there's only really, what, you've got 40, 80, 120 overs going to be bowled. So that gives us plenty of time to understand the behaviour from the first night. We can make some additional changes, whether that needs to be dried out a little bit more or perhaps sealed and watered a little bit more.
So basically, you're spending most of your time working at night then, from what you're saying?
Yeah, like what we've done for our timetable, of course the cricketers don't want to start practising until after 6 o'clock. So we're going to start at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. We'll start our shift, and while practice is on the two outside pitches, we'll be working on the centre square. And the outfield, we won't do anything to the outfield until practice is over, which would perhaps, going on previous series, maybe by 12 o'clock. So from 12 p.m. at night onwards, the ground staff would then cut the oval, roll the ground, line marking, do all of that as we normally do a day's preparation before a match. And then probably as we're walking out the gate early hours of the morning, turn the irrigation on.
What would be the issues if you were to try and prepare a pitch during the day? I mean, how easy would it be to roll a pitch in these sorts of temperatures during the day? What would the problems be?
Yeah, well, one might be staff, perhaps, you know, finding it very uncomfortable, fainting, and, you know, it's tough. It's very humid within Dubai Sports City Cricket Stadium, and the humidity factor is one of the biggest things on how that ball could perform during the games. But during the day, if we were to have someone perhaps bring a roller out at 10 o'clock and the roller's been cleaned and getting ready for rolling the pitch, we'd take a temperature on the roller on the surface, and we're talking 60 degrees Celsius on that surface. So I don't think that's very pleasant for the grass to be rolled and crushed at the same time and burnt. So I think it's safer for us to roll between early hours before 8 o'clock, and we generally don't start any preparation on our pitches in Dubai until after, say, 5 o'clock.